WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can seriously shift your whole perspective. Cultivating gratitude as a daily habit. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs? Like you're stuck in this constant cycle of worry and what-ifs? Trust me, I get it. But there is this amazing secret weapon that can help us navigate those rough patches, and no, it's not some magic potion or a weekend retreat to a secluded island, though wouldn't that be nice? It's something far simpler, something we all have access to. Gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another fluffy positivity podcast, hear me out. This isn't about putting on rose-colored glasses and ignoring the tough stuff. This is about acknowledging the hard things, yes, but also consciously choosing to focus on the good, the little things that often get overshadowed by the big anxieties. It's about training your brain to see the abundance in your life, even when it feels like everything's going sideways. Here are five powerful takeaways to supercharge your gratitude game. First off, gratitude isn't just a feel-good emotion, it's a superpower. Studies show that grateful people experience less stress, better sleep, stronger relationships, and even increased resilience in the face of adversity. They are basically living proof that happiness is a choice and that choosing to focus on what we have rather than what we lack can make all the difference. Second, gratitude isn't about denying your feelings or pretending everything's perfect. It's about acknowledging both the good and the bad, and finding those silver linings even in the toughest situations. Think about it. Even when you're going through a rough patch, there are probably still things to be grateful for, maybe a supportive friend, a warm cup of coffee, or the simple fact that you woke up this morning. The small wins add up. Third, making gratitude a daily habit is all about consistency. It's like working out your brain muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Start by incorporating small rituals into your day. Maybe it's taking a few minutes each morning to write down three things you're grateful for, saying thank you more often, or simply pausing throughout the day to appreciate the little things. Fourth, gratitude is contagious. When you express appreciation to others, it not only brightens their day, but also boosts your own mood. So, go ahead, tell that barista how much you appreciate their awesome latte art, compliment a friend on their new haircut, or simply say thank you to someone who holds the door for you. And finally, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels harder than others. But keep at it. Every small step you take towards cultivating gratitude is a victory worth celebrating. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your anxiety starts creeping in, thoughts like, I'm going to be late, what if I mess this up, start swirling around your head. But then you remember to practice gratitude. You take a deep breath and notice the warm sunshine streaming through your car window, the sound of birds chirping, or even just the smooth hum of your engine. Suddenly, that stressful situation feels a little less overwhelming. By consciously shifting your focus to the present moment and appreciating the small things, you've transformed that anxiety-provoking experience into something more manageable. That's the power of gratitude. So, there you have it, five key takeaways to help you cultivate gratitude as a daily habit. Remember, even on the toughest days, there's always something to be grateful for. Now, I want to hear from you. What are you grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media at the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a fresh start, a chance to practice gratitude and cultivate a more peaceful, fulfilling life. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.